Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Nun Vav Masechet Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include the halacha of Boidkin LeKedushin LeGerushin UleChalitza UleMeyunin. A 13-year-old boy or 12-year-old girl are considered a definite gadol regarding all Torah matters, only if they were examined and found to have Shtei Sairus, but we do not assume that they have Shtei Sairus. The Machlekes Rebbe Elazar v'Chacham regarding HaMachalik Nechasav Al Piv, if a dying person assigns his assets to others. Rebbe Elazar holds a proper kinyan is required, while the Chacham hold Dibish Chimra Kiksuvin Ukemisurim Damu, a dying person's verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan and no further kinyan is required. The Chacham's proof from the incident of the mother of Bnei Reichel, which depends on the Machlekes Rebbe Elazar v'Chachamim regarding HaMakayim Kaitzim Bekerem. If a person maintains thorn bushes in the vineyard, whether or not he is liable for the Isser Klayim Bekerem. The Machlekes is Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Yeshua in the following Mishnah. They both agree with the Chacham that Divrei Shchimra Kiksuvin Ukemisurim Damu, and they disagree whether a Tzavo is always considered a Kinyan or only sometimes considered a Kinyan. The corresponding Machlekes is Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Yeshua regarding Zechiyah. One person can perform a Kinyan to acquire an item for another person because it is to his advantage. Whether Zechiyah is effective for all people or only for some people. The Machlekes in Rebbe Elazar's opinion, whether the kinyan of Shchimra and Zechiyah are effective only when Ein Yochel Lezakis La'atzmoy, a proper kinyan cannot be performed, or the kinyan of Shchimra and Zechiyah are effective only when Yochel Lezakis La'atzmoy, a proper kinyan can be performed, or the kinyan of Shchimra and Zechiyah are always effective.